decided, okay, he already formed his idea what he's going to say. So he says, I can't stay. I'm sorry. It's getting late. It's getting late already. So the woman said, well, the men will be home soon. It'd be best to have you as a company and tell them your activities, and they will tell you what to do. So the older woman was inviting him to spend the night with them, spend in their home. But since that he was in a hurry and in badly need, so he said, well, I'm sorry, I can't stand that anymore, because I was sort of on my way, running away from something dangerous. It's terrible. What is it? You know, the woman keeps tears. What is it? What's happening? He says, what is it that you're running away from? And he says, a disease. It's a terrible disease coming behind me. And I'm trying to get away ahead. And they said, what is the disease? What happened? What kind? And he says, well, it's, I don't know, it's very terrible. It's terrible. Terrible for anyone that's caught it. And the woman asked, what is the cure? Do you know any cure? How do we cure the disease? And all this fast questions and all that, he was even trying to be in a hurry and all that, the sun was sitting set and all that, and he gets them all safe. And then finally he says, there's nothing I can tell you. I don't know exactly what to do for the cure. So anyway, well, at least we gotta try something. And he says, well, as far as I know, there is nothing I can do. The only thing that I hear about, you know, people do is that when it comes upon them, is that they have to stick their head in the ground. You know? Then the woman says, well, if anything that we can avoid a disease, that's fine. So he says, well, I have to be going now. I have to be going because, you know, I'm trying to cover a distance behind me. So I'm sorry that you know, they have to stay here. But hopefully the people pass by you. You know? So as soon as it's behind me, very close. You know, might reach after I leave or whatever. So anyway, he was in a hurry and he finished his meal and then he says goodbye, thank you very much for your nice hospitality, and I must go now. You know, they're trying to avoid, you know, bringing the dish. Someone go back, wait a bit, and try to make fair away so it won't come into you. Because wherever the human presence is, there's always there. So he's a very interesting. He knows how to see everyone. So the only instruction he gave was that. So the two or three ladies is, the only thing is stick your head in the ground. You know, that's the only thing he can do. Well, if it works, fine. So off he went. He said, how do we know if the disease comes? How do we know? So they said, well, you will hear this sort of a wind, sound of a wind, because it's the weather that brings the disease also. So it brings with the wind. If you hear the rustle of the wind, you know, that's all you can do. Just stick your head in the ground. And so off he went. He just left in a hurry. And after he left, you know, he just went a little ways that way. And after where you don't hear something, he went back out to his tail. And then he picked all the willows, you know, fine willows, you know, there were little trees and tied together. And he started to run towards the teepee, you know, to the teepee. Makes it sound like the wind is coming. And he went there. He went around like this, you know, around the teepee. And as soon as the ladies heard this wind, they said, this is a disease. You know, it must be in there. And they said, what did he say? He said, stick your head in the ground. So they just put their head in the ground. They did, until it went, you know, they said, you have to get up right after. But not before it went away. So he dragged this little willow around, and then finally, after a while, you know, left the door and looked, you know, here are three women, you know, sticking their head in the ground, you know? And then... And he had his way. That was a mystery. Okay. Anyway, this sort of story usually is very mild and it's very always laughter. Because, you know, the way some story tells deliver, it's very nice, it's very funny. And it leaves you to your imagination, eh? So you can, and it can be both for the kids a different way. you know, to